Ramble.
Can I keep you?
Creepy. Welcome to Guilty Pleasures, the show. Guys, that's a romantic line. How dare you?
Welcome to the end of Spoopy Month here at Guilty Pleasures. We've been doing a whole month of Halloween movies.
Yep.
And this week we put it to a vote on my Instagram at Corndiddy. We said, hey guys, what do you want to watch? Mm-hmm. You had a choice. We could have been watching The Faculty with Usher. And
what?
Oh yeah. Oh, it's a fucking hell of a movie.
Never
hey, maybe
heard
next
of that.
Year. But instead, with a resounding 80-something%, we are watching Casper, the friendly ghost.
The friendly boy.
What's up, everybody? How are you feeling today? How are you?
I am glad that spooky season is fucking done. This is it. And we ended on such a perfectly spooky movie. Yeah.
You got out easy this year.
Did I?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I do recall dragging to hell.
Oh, that's, yeah, but you got one of those.
Okay.
Right. You got one of those?
You had four.
That's, okay, fair enough.
You got dragged to hell once. You got to ogle over.
Oogle?
Oogle and ogle.
Ogle over Jennifer's body.
Jennifer's body. And then two children's. Did I make you snort?
Yes.
Nice.
Not that this is as true.
Speaking of oogling,
did y'all see Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian are engaged?
I mean, good for them. I like how happy they are together.
I'm so happy.
I like how happy they are together and
MGK and MGK and MF.
And MF, yes.
You said Travis Barker, but I heard Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
And what a different relationship.
What a twist.
Wow.
Less age appropriate somehow. Speaking of age appropriate, you want to talk about this movie?
Let's get into Casper the Friendly Ghost. Casper is one of my childhood VHSs.
Oh, yes.
I simultaneously remember everything and nothing about the movie. I don't think I had seen it in 20 years, which is painful to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is Teacher Had a Hangover, Wheel in the TV classic. You know?
Oh, my God. You just blew my mind making me think that my teachers had hangovers.
Yeah, they had hangovers. They had hangovers. But that's not like, of course, the only reason why they would play movies. But I'm pretty sure
like
it's
divorce,
a
which is another horrifying to think that
teachers are going through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they just kind of turned on at 6 a.m. and they were in the chair.
It's funny. For us, it was rainy days, but that was in New York. You grew up in L.A. There are no rainy
days. There are
no
rainy days.
The teachers make their own rainy days.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Rainy day special.
Wow.
They just wake up.
You got
just...
to watch this in... high school? Middle school?
I also watched this and Just Friends. Those are movies that were introduced to me in public school.
That's so LA.
Really?
To be like, we don't care that they say sex and bitch in this movie.
Well, Just Friends was at the end of the school year, and I think that they're just like
prepping
loose.
You for life.
Kelsey, had you seen Casper?
100 times.
Okay.
But just like you, completely forgot everything about this movie. But I can say that Christina Ricci was
an icon.
Such a huge part of my childhood.
Yeah.
From this to Now and Then were like monumentally large. And
me realizing that girls were cute.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. Her forehead was adorable in my eyes.
I wouldn't say it was like a sexual awakening, but it was just like... I like these creatures.
I do like these.
An emotional awakening.
Yeah, emotional awakening. Yeah.
I mean, look, like she's gorgeous as an adult, but as a child, like she just was this perfect counterculture childhood icon.
Like Addams Family. Of course, she was in the Addams Family, but it's like an emo punk child and it was dope.
And she was a great fucking actress, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And never too precocious. I fucking hate when like kids are written as adults and they just have lines that are too like, shut up. You wouldn't talk like that. She towed that line in her roles where I always believed her.
Yeah, she acted like a kid.
Yeah. She was blunt and mellow while also being childish, which was
That's a great way to describe it.
Yeah.
Should I give a quick synopsis?
Please.
Do it.
Let's see if
I'm actually curious how you're going to give a synopsis because this is a thick plot line. Baby.
Yes.
How many C's are we putting on that?
Listen.
How many C's?
God. R.I.P. to my headphones.
You started reaching for your armpits.
Somehow made my armpits itch. It was that loud. Oh. It crawled deep in my skin.
Sorry.
Fair enough.
Casper is a friendly ghost.
Yes, he is.
And. end of synopsis.
That's all you need.
That's all you really need to know. Kat and her ghost therapist dad get brought into a haunted mansion so that a mean old lady can steal a treasure, and then Casper falls in love with the girl, and then they try and bring him back to life. The end.
Well, you can't forget the B plot, which is that grieving father
who's
a ghost therapist meets three bumbling ghost uncles that are Casper's uncles, and they have their own like friendship story where they murder him. They murder her father.
I mean, there is like the overview of the plot is quite simple, but the details of the plot
it's not quite dense. Yeah. Then you got a C story with the realtor lady who has the house and the. And then you got the E story with the fucking two kids who want to trash our girl Kat's reputation.
Right. Screw them.
They're always, it's always, why? Why though?
Know.
We see them or we meet the classmates midway through the movie. Mm-hmm. What's their beef with her? Like,
She's from out of town, bro. She's the new kid. Fresh meat.
This girl is like the popular girl. You can tell she's the hot girl. And she's threatened. She's like, holy shit, do you see that forehead? It is going to dethrone me.
Yeah.
The size of a crown that you could fit on that girl.
But do you know what I liked about this version of the mean girl? Is nobody else fucking liked her.
Everybody else is like.
Popular girl in school was like, this girl is trash. She's mean.
She's like, who wants to go to my party? And everyone's like, no one does. That scene, by the way, ends with one of my favorite gags of the movie where Casper has been tying everyone's shoes laces together. Mm-hmm. The bell rings, everyone stands and falls flat on their face, hard cut out.
Love it.
Comedy.
Do you know what I wrote at the very last of my pros? The group comedy acting done by these school children is incredible. Yes. Do you know how hard that must have been to corral 30 plus children to do a comedic
on a 10-hour day?
In the classroom, they all fall simultaneously at the same time. In the mansion, they all hold for comedic effect, and then shriek again and run out of the building.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, bravo.
I feel like
to the Wrangler.
The Wrangler, the child wrangler?
Set wrangler.
Oh, that sounds very bad.
Yeah, that does sound bad. You know what I meant, industry folks.
I feel like they saw the two kids screaming at the beginning, and they were like, this is just so fun.
Yeah.
I also want to scream. Yeah. And they're like, well, here's your chance. Yeah. And they probably did that on the same day. And all the kids got jealous, and they were like, we want to scream too. Yeah. It's like, all right, we'll write something.
They all got to wear costumes. The parents had to bring them to set in costume already.
So fun.
So, okay, as we said, there is more plot to go over.
Yes, there's a lot more plot to go over. We dove a little deep right there.
But instead of giving you the in-depth synopsis, I think we can just talk through the plot as we talk through some of our pleasures and guilts. So I'll start with this.
Mm.
Something that I kind of totally forgot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Casper ain't just a friendly ghost. He's a little more than friendly.
He's a horny ghost.
Casper the horny ghost.
Casper
is down to fuck.
Listen, he's supposed to be 12.
Yeah.
His voice makes him sound like he's 4. I felt incredibly uncomfortable. Those big cartoon eyes make him feel young.
Yeah. I feel like this was the original Nemo. Where remember that kid that played Finding Nemo, played Nemo in Finding Nemo? Like he blew up after that.
He did?
Yeah. Everybody was like clamoring to work with that child because his voice is just so pure. I feel like the exact same thing happened with Casper's voice.
Wasn't it an adult who Casper
it
is?
Was a child. I looked it up.
Yes.
Yeah. So
he's an adult now.
He became an adult. So Casper on TV sees this ghost therapist and he sees his daughter. I don't know why the daughter is in the news report.
Me neither.
But Casper says, hubba, hubba, I want a piece of that big-eyed forehead girl.
her face is just as big as mine.
Yeah, she must be like me.
We need to stop.
We're bullying a child, but she's an adult now. And so she's a beautiful adult.
She's rich.
And we love her.
And she's hot as shit.
And she's super hot. So like, it's cool.
I got big teeth and I know it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have any imperfections, but if I did, I'd be happy to talk about them.
Yeah, no, you're pretty perfect.
Yeah, you are. Take those goddamn glasses.
Yeah. Show us those baby blues.
I don't know if anybody knows this on the podcast, but your listeners, but Zach has the most beautiful eyes of all time, and he just hides them behind his glasses, and I've been talking about it for a week.
Yes, it's weird. You sound like Casper trying to fuck Christina Ricci.
I mean, his eyes look like Casper's eyes. Wow. When he came in, it came down as a real boy.
That's true. When he came down as a real boy.
He was a real boy. It's a Pinocchio thing. Who cares?
Garrick? Oh, I thought you were talking about Zach.
No.
He became a real boy when he took off his glasses. No.
Last week before we recorded, I had contacts last week because I lost my glasses in the ocean. It was a whole thing. Garrick looks at me and he goes, "Are those colored contacts?" And I go, "No." And he goes, "What the fuck? Your eyes are beautiful."
It's true. They look brown. I'm looking right
they
at
them. Yeah, they're not. They're glasses. Blue. They're dark blue, but they're blue.
Oh.
It doesn't even make any sense. Nobody has navy
blue eyes. My mom has navy blue
That's
eyes.
That's sick.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Me,
it's weird.
And Casper, the horny ghost.
Yeah.
Otherwise. So Casper, you know, he finagles.
Yeah.
He finds a way to get them to move into his house. And
he does?
Very manipulative.
Yeah. So he goes through a TV wire,
uh-huh.
And he somehow knows the address of the woman who's trying to find the treasure, and he convinces her to send them to his house.
Oh, yeah.
But the whole first act of this movie is basically that. Like a will they, or first half really is like Casper. It's a rom-com, right?
Yeah.
Are they friends? Yeah. Are they
I think it's a character study on the ultimate friend zone, which is between this life and the next.
Yes. I think
the only reason why nothing happened is because he was dead.
Can you imagine dying as a hormonal 12-year-old and being a horny ghost? Can you do you just like, okay.
I mean, it sounds like hell. It sounds like they were all in hell. It's in purgatory, sure, but I think that's hell.
I'm just going
to
tell you.
Not even knowing what to do with all of that.
Right.
Dear listeners.
Horny energy.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Around the 12 to 13 mark, your balls drop.
Oh, yeah. I would know. They do.
You discover that playing with yourself feels good.
Yep.
If you have a 12-year-old cousin, guess what they're doing?
Jerking off.
They're figuring it out.
Yep.
And it's incessant. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say it.
And he doesn't have a penis.
Says no. Who?
Where was it?
Oh, shit. It might have been inside him like the Shape of Water.
What,
dude.
Like a fucking cat? That's like cats, too. Cats' dicks are inside them.
So are ducks.
Ducks, I can't even fucking talk about ducks.
Ducks are
dicks.
Fucking savages.
Ducks are little shit.
Ducks are pieces of shit.
Spiral penises.
They have spiral penises because a duck's vagina has trap doors.
Yes!
And a duck's penis has to explode into the vagina and corkscrew in order to dodge the trap door.
You know about the counter corkscrew vaginas that have developed in ducks. As an evolutionary technique, female ducks have started developing counter corkscrew vaginas to make it harder. Mm-hmm. And of course, what we were talking about.
Take the fucking hint, guys.
Okay, we keep getting derailed.
Yes. So they move in to the big scary mansion. And I think one of my favorite parts is the introduction of the ghost characters. Because in the beginning, you get this crazy motley crew trying to exorcise the ghosts out of this mansion. And you get to see some fucking celebrities. You get to see Dan Aykroyd
as a Ghostbuster. Hiding the patch to not say he's a Ghostbuster.
But what is this, a Disney movie? Is this a Disney movie?
No, because it was Amblin. which was Steven Spielberg's company, and he refused to work with Disney for a while. We can look up who it was.
Well, you get Dan Aykroyd
running out of the house, and he goes, yes. He goes, you got to call somebody else. It's pretty good.
Then get that guy from the golf movie.
This guy who talks like this.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Thank you. Then, yeah, Rodney Dangerfield was in the mirror, as well as Clint Eastwood was in the mirror. Okay.
And Mel Gibson, which...
Yes.
Well, I'm going to tell you, time has changed.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, all those men would have been 20-something years ago, we had Mel Gibson.
He's doing fine. He's in the fucking John Wick prequel.
It's so crazy.
Don't you worry about it. Yeah, he can just call people packs of stuff on that set.
I'm just going to say, on the record, for the record, fuck you, Mel Gibson.
Okay. Well, so you get all of those people in this amazing, like... arguably, maybe perhaps too long. I would say it's about a 20-minute sequence of once the family arrives at that, or Kat and her dad arrive at the house, you get this amazing, beautiful, like intricate set comedy that introduces the ghost to Kat and her dad. But like, it's so fun where the house becomes this big character and the ghosts are caricatures of like goofy men. And then you get Kat and dad getting spooked all over the place. Like, oh my gosh, I wasn't expecting them to come out of that cabinet. And it's very whimsical. And I like that.
The haunting is really fun.
Yeah.
It does a really good job of showing these ghosts terrorizing, but in a way that isn't terrifying.
Exactly. See, those movies exist, you two. This was the right amount of scary.
No,
this was my gateway drug.
A kid's movie is the right amount of scary.
It did have a couple jump scares.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
But like, as a kid, I was not afraid to watch this. There's one scene, and I'll talk about it later. But, you know, like, it was fun to watch these ghosts fuck with this family. And when Bill Pullman is on the staircase sword fighting with the ghost, he's using a plunger. It was one of those brain blast moments where I was like, holy shit, I'm a child again. I remember this.
Yeah.
I remember
this. This is great. I love this. So for me, it was watching them eat the ice cream in the morning.
Yes.
I don't know what it was, but I've always remembered them eating a bunch, it going straight through them, and then him trying to clean up the slop. And it's just like, why did you eat that? I remember as a child, I was like, but if you're not getting any nutrients,
I'm so worried about these ghosts. But you get like this, again, this house and these rooms and this grand mansion. It's of the caliber of like Jim Carrey's The Grinch, or like the food. You reminded me of like the Hook set. Like you get
my God,
huge,
the Hook
like,
scene.
Detailed events.
It's a great set, and it's very clear that the 90s had a huge hard-on for Tim Burton. They're like, Beetlejuice worked, Edward Scissorhands worked, let's do it up, baby. Yeah. But it's great. It's a really fun
and
world
to live
in. I
just keep thinking of that time. You don't like see fun, practical sets like that anymore. Everything's CGI'd or mechanical.
I mean, speaking of CGI, the ghosts look so good. This came out in 95?
Something like that,
like that. It looked so good for that time, and not even for that time. It looked believable now.
Yeah,
I buy it.
It made you want to be a kid like in that house running around with them.
Yeah,
is all I could 100%. Think about.
I'm gonna dip into my fun facts, but this was the first.
Already? What the fuck?
Well, it's appropriate.
How it works? Because it's Halloween.
Yeah, yeah. Bounce around.
Chaos reigns, baby.
Okay, go.
This was the first movie to have a CGI main character.
Wow.
I would argue that Kat is the main character, but you know, Coley.
Yeah.
We'll say Coley.
It's the
Coley's not
Casper.
Named after her, so
it's not Casper.
Yeah,
hey.
That's good. Good job, Kelsey.
What are the names of the three uncles?
Harry, Larry, and Jerry.
I know one Stinky. Is Stinky, one is Fatso.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and I forgot
the main one's name.
Anyway, they're fun.
Yeah,
love them. Love them so much.
They were Fatso. A bit of a terror.
Fatso hasn't, you know, aged well.
No,
I would say that's not the best name.
Stretch Jesus. Because he's so fucking long.
And Stinky because he has bad breath as his superpower.
Yeah. But I will say Fatso, I hate saying that over and over again.
Let's call him Fred.
Yeah, Fred, voiced by Brad Garrett. I love him. He's my favorite. So I just love that man's voice. I could listen to him all day, every day.
Love Everybody Loves Raymond.
The one, I had very few cons of this movie, but there was one joke that I actually was like, I wonder what Garrick thinks of this, because, you know, again, professional writer in the room, that I was just like, this is fucking defamatory and lazy as shit. When they're watching Fred, aka Fatso, eat, and he goes, I'm like Oprah on hiatus. And he goes, you look like Oprah on hiatus. And I was like, what?
Yeah, that's bad.
Which in 95.
Don't double the punchline ever. Yes. Don't ever say the same. You should never say the same word twice on a page of a script.
Right? And what the fuck did Oprah do to you? Like, that is such
That was during the time when Oprah's weight was fluctuating and everybody was like, well, she's skinny now. Now she's bigger. Now she's skinny.
I'm going to go ahead and say. Rude.
That was the whole thing.
To quote Michael Scott, it was offensive and then it wasn't funny. Therefore, it was doubly offensive.
There it is.
I think we would be remiss to go any further without talking. Yeah,
he
thank you.
Says it so well.
Thank you. We would be remiss to go any further in this pod without talking about what I think is the lasting impact that this movie had on generation. And is the sexual awakening of young girls everywhere when they saw Casper in the flesh.
You're going right to the end?
Well, it's
we're bouncing around.
Oh, I forgot
when
this
he comes
chaos.
Down in that fucking pirate
Bitch.
Shirt.
Oh,
his fucking swoop.
Butt
he's
cut.
Like every
butt
girl
cut.
The way that every woman or every Hard. Young woman in the crowd like kind of
like
split
the
and they're just like, oh shit.
I did. I'm a 31 year old woman in my kitchen by myself watching
God,
it, and I was like,
damn.
And they hold on the back of his head, just, you know, that fine ass back. I mean, the guy, I don't know how old he was, but I felt like I was transported back to childhood. So I don't feel like a creep. So nobody come for me.
No, you're a creep.
But no, he was hot as shit. When I was a kid, I remember being like, this guy is hot as shit. And I screamed and I audio messaged you guys being like, wait, is this the motherfucker from the movie, the classic, one of my favorite films?
Now and then.
Which Christina Ricci made out with this actor then too.
Yeah, she Devin Sawa.
She was feeling him for sure.
She clearly got him that gig on now and then because she was like, this is a guy I already kissed before on screen. Who cares?
I wrote this down and I when this happened, I'm sorry, but that Devin Sawa reveal, and I know he's supposed to be 12, but that shit is steamier than when Jack and
Jack and Rose.
Steamier than when Jack and Rose hit it on the Titanic with
the same stair scene. Remember when he's walking down the stairs for the first or he sees her walking down the stairs for the first time?
Even as a young straight boy, when I saw Devin Sawa, I'm like, that's a man.
Look at that man.
Do I also
was like
those
mad
creatures?
I didn't look like I was like, damn, man.
What I wouldn't do to
have a fucking pirate shirt. I went and bought so many pirate shirts that year.
That's like the wrong thing you're trying to go after. Nah. There's so many different aspects of him you could have
Gary grows up to school in a flowy shirt. He's like, am I doing it?
Coming through motion, looking like fucking Prince.
Trying
I
to dance
it.
With girls.
Between Devin Sawa and Sean on Boy Meets World, I wanted that cut so bad.
I had it.
And it was bad.
Yeah. You got to have the head shape for it.
Yeah.
Cuz he's got the head shape.
I got the head shape for it.
Especially with my dorky
You're
glasses.
You're reminding me.
You need to take your fucking glasses off. That's what that is.
Rick's angry. You know, this is a fun little throwback moment for any BuzzFeed fans. We used to have a BuzzFeed Slack with the entire company and people would put their photos, their company photos as their profile images on Slack. I don't know why.
I never did it.
But I thought I was a goof. And one time I found this picture of Zach with a butt cut and glasses and a black shirt. And he looked like a lesbian in her 40s.
Yeah.
And I thought it was so fucking funny that I made it my avatar. And it was my avatar on Slack the entire time I worked at BuzzFeed.
That's pretty solid.
It's incredible how much childhood me looks like an old lesbian woman. I look more like Rachel Maddow than I do a man.
But you went for the 90s boy band.
So I tried so hard and it like I would like gel my hair into like
what?
Like the reverse
the
devil horns.
No.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I'm getting
Wait, why? Was that like that was a move.
That was
a move.
Look.
And
Boy Meets World.
But I also feel like that was something weirdly specific to like Northeast.
Topanga's in Boy Meets World, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
she's bad. Shit, I think Rick just got it.
One of these days, and you know what, this day is right now, we have to talk about how Boy Meets World is maybe the greatest sitcom ever made?
I think
Question mark?
Yeah. I have not seen enough, or I haven't seen a lot of Boy Meets World. I've probably seen like
it's
a couple
funny.
Episodes, but Topanga.
Oh my God. Topanga. Rick, you're losing your
Rest my case.
All I did.
Here's the reason why, and then we'll get back to Casper. So
oh, yeah,
sorry,
I forgot we're talking about Casper.
Because it was incredible when they were in middle school. It went all the way through them in college, graduating college, maybe. Yeah. And it was fucking good the entire time.
Heart.
Boy Meets World slaps. Laughs. Also, when you watch it back as an adult, you realize that Corey is playing a Catskills Mountain old Jewish man in a tiny boy's body. And it is so funny. Okay. I didn't realize that show is so Jewish.
Mm.
Anyway, Casper. Devin Sawa, holy fuck.
Yes.
Yeah. Sploosh.
Really
cute. Okay, but like we have to go back just a little bit to talk about how we got to there.
Before you do, I just want to know, for you as a kid, Kelsey, was that like...
Yes, duh. Hello, you've heard me talk about Leonardo DiCaprio. You've heard me talk about what's the other guy I was talking about with the hair. Like this type and style of boy was prevalent in my private time.
Rainey?
Oh.
Rainey, did you see Casper as a kid?
No. Rainey's young. How old are you, Rainey? How old are you?
She hasn't seen anything.
Yeah, you're too young. You're way too young. Casper?
I don't know.
I was 5 when it came out. That means she was like negative 7 when it came out.
Yeah.
Okay, but going back to like how we got to Hot Casper, we got to reverse a little bit. So Casper's been stuck in this ghostly body, which you find out over the course of time that ghosts exist in this world because they have unfinished business.
Yeah, much like the Patrick Swayze classic.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that's why some people who die just prostrate over, but then some people get stuck and you kind of find out, arguably like 55 fucking minutes into the goddamn movie, that that Casper is of the Victorian era, that he had some sort of pneumonia, tuberculosis, maybe something of the foot and mouth, some ancient Victorian disease.
Probably Black Plague or something.
Probably like that.
By the way, thank God Casper wasn't, oh, you in my house.
Right. He's just like a normal fucking guy, a normal kid, because he's been a ghost for so long. His accent probably changed.
Imagine fine-ass Casper comes down the stairs and was like,
oi, matey.
Me lungs don't feel so good.
Me legs. Me legs are weird. Like, it sounded like fucking Mr. Krabs.
And no wonder the pirate shirt makes more sense now.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Why was he able to walk down the stairs? He's been floating for fucking centuries.
Yeah, does he remember how to walk?
How did he remember how to walk?
I don't know. But they also give this weird storyline that doesn't make any fucking sense at all. But they say that like ghosts have amnesia.
Yeah. Like why? They don't remember their past lives.
Why did they say that?
I mean, that actually makes sense.
For what?
I that made the most sense.
No, that actually is quite logical.
That actually does. Yeah, that's right.
That checks out.
You what? Die.
Have you ever seen that?
You're in a fucking void. You're in the light for however many thousand years and you come out and you're just like, what is going on? Why am I back here? I'm floating now.
But if you have unfinished business, wouldn't like the universe or the players that be try to like help you along your
journey? You have to remember the business that is unfinished. That's probably why they're floating around for so long.
Okay, so the business Casper didn't finish was what?
We never know.
You never know.
And the because they were like, we need to leave this open because we got 3 more movies to make.
There's three?
I don't know if there's 3 more.
There's another one?
They didn't end up making sequels to this because they couldn't get Bill Pullman and Casper.
Christina Ricci.
There are sequels, but not like direct sequels.
Oh, okay. All right.
There's one with a young Hilary Duff that people really wanted us to do. Maybe we'll do that in the later.
There was
an animated series, but they never made it.
There's like a bunch of Casper movies.
Yeah.
But we talk about the darkness, the hidden darkness of Casper. The ending is tragic.
I mean, it's...
Casper's stuck.
Yeah.
He's in purgatory.
Clearly has unfinished business.
Yeah.
And
sacrifices himself to let Christina Ricci's dad live. Yeah.
He was going to come back to life and they said no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, you're gonna stay ghost. And then they, at the end, say, guess what? You have unfinished business. You're staying here forever, bitch.
Yeah. Well, again, I didn't get to rewind us back as far as I'd like to.
Oh, keep going.
But the reason this whole like shenanigan is existing is under the guise of a school Halloween dance, which was supposed to happen at the school, but they have asbestos in the gym. And then the teacher,
very serious,
offers to have a school party at the brand new girl's mansion that is haunted, which everyone in the classroom knows about. But I thought that was fucking weird. Why are we offering up a child's home to have a school dance in?
Also, like, you know, the teacher shouldn't be that gung-ho about the kids' dance.
No.
No.
Something up with that teacher.
Let him
grind on each other. he was trying
to be the cool teacher.
It was also super crazy to watch that group scene and then not think about COVID. It was like they're a little too close to each other.
Yeah.
Leave room for Jesus and COVID.
The Holy
Spirit.
Which
is 6.5 feet.
Yeah.
More on the... I don't have any jokes about the school dance. It was a good observation, though.
Oh, but I just thought, like, that's so interesting that there was one teacher for, like, what, 50 students?
Yeah.
At a child's house. Like, that's some Florida
shit. Where are the chaperones?
Exactly. In Florida, that man would have went to jail.
Really?
That's too many children.
I feel
in
like
your possession.
In Florida, that man would have become a local hero.
He would have been the mayor.
He would have been
the
mayor
local
of Florida.
Babysitter.
It's just like, oh, yeah. You can look after 50 children and none of them get eaten by crocodiles?
Wow.
Of course you can watch my kids.
We all got eaten by crocodiles. But can I say that the Halloween party storyline actually felt super fucking out of place, but it worked for me. Like,
oh, I'm on board.
It felt unique. Like, a school dance is the plot line of every fucking high school coming of age movie. But this one felt like jazzy because it was a Halloween party.
Yeah, it was a Halloween. It felt
at a
genuine.
Haunted mansion.
It felt like the kids were walking in and they're like, yeah, this is the correct place to be for a Halloween dance.
Yes.
And you know what? I think the reason that it works is because when you're a kid, getting the approval of your peers at a new school would feel life or death. Mm-hmm. So even though we're cutting between what is literally life or death stakes with the dad who dies, whatever, like emotionally I'm on board. It's the same level to me.
This is also like going, this is pre 9/11. This is, you can walk to the fucking gate with your family.
Yes.
So in my head, I'm like, oh, there were no rules.
Yeah.
Of course you could just go to a haunted mansion all willy-nilly with a bunch of kids. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, nobody's really...
Pre-internet, essentially. And knowing everything is trash.
Nobody would even hear about that. Yeah. That wouldn't even make the news.
No.
Do you remember that year when we were kids on Halloween where there was a rumor that someone was putting razor blades
in apples?
And I'm like, Mom, I'm not getting a fucking apple.
Yeah.
If someone gives me an apple, I'm not eating that shit. I want Kit Kats.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but somebody
I'm
was
throwing that apple back at your fucking face and then letting the razor blade embed itself in your skull, because that's what you deserve.
Okay, can I say that I think this is a guilt for the world, not necessarily the movie.
Ooh.
How they did not make a Casper the Friendly Ghost ride somewhere.
Yeah.
It's my favorite scene of the movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when it got to... Okay, so Casper's dad...
We find out.
...has a secret underground laboratory.
He was an inventor.
Of course.
He was an inventor. And so she goes on a chair and it's like putting her through.
It's a ride.
It's like a Wallace and Gromit contraption where it's like brushing his teeth, shaving his face, whatever. And
it's
then
called the Up and Atom.
Yeah.
There's like this steampunk staircase that goes and turns into a slide. And when that scene started, again, brain blast, I was back
every
to where
time.
I was as a kid.
Every time.
I remembered
very
I wanted that so bad.
I was very upset that it wasn't a ride. It was so weird that it wasn't. It felt like this is a prime opportunity to just sell so many Casper things. But then you remember it's not a Disney property.
Movie.
So there's no theme park attached to it.
I have a working theory that I don't know.
Oh, was it DreamWorks?
I think it was pre-DreamWorks.
DreamWorks didn't exist yet.
So Steven Spielberg at the time, I think he really was trying to basically beat Disney and become the next Disney. This is just a theory. I don't have anything to back this up. But a lot of the movies that he produced in this era had theme park moments in the movie.
Mm.
Goonies has a theme park, like a water slide scene in the towards the end of the climax. So I feel like Spielberg was like, we gotta get a theme park moment.
Yeah.
I don't know why I made him evil in that impression.
Yeah. Spielberg was like, I love working with children. That's what it was.
Yeah.
He was just like, I need to have like a ride type situation because kids love this shit.
And it was Universal who made this.
It's
so
my hunch is that
Spielberg thought that he could go toe-to-toe with Disney and make his own theme park, make his own
You're
whatever.
Telling me Universal never made a fucking Casper ride.
Shame on you, Universal.
Seriously. Yeah. Can I just say?
Permission granted.
These movies in general gave me very unrealistic expectations about the way as a child could stand up to adults.
Oh, did you get like smacked around a bunch?
Yes, I got my ass beat. Like this, these kids, the way they talk to the villains in these movies, they're just like, yeah, you're going to do that? Huh, good chance, bucko.
And then, and then you got dropped.
They like the adult like gets like flipped over the staircase and into a vat of fucking smoking water. Right. And yeah, like I got hit. Yeah.
In real life. In real life.
Just like a quick, I was a like, quick
how
jab.
Are always getting away with this.
Yeah.
They just talk to the adults.
Kelsey watches the next movie. He's like, oh, okay, that's the line I need to say. Yeah. Get spit on.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the wooden brush came out.
No, that doesn't work.
The belt, the leather belt.
Smacked.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta say, the way this movie just has the most important invention in any movie, period. Just, oh, we can bring people back from the dead. That is literally the plot of every, like, a lot of, like, horror films where it's just like, what is it? The Lazarus effect? Where she gets
the Lazarus, the name of the invention.
The name of the invention is Lazarus. Which is biblical shit. So, like, even in the Lazarus effect, she gets brought back to life, but she's been in hell for however many years. So she comes back evil, of course.
Oh.
But, like, we've been playing around with the idea of, you know, life and death for centuries. And for this movie to just be like, nah, man, they could just they just have that ability and it's fine. You can fall down a trench and then come back to life.
Yeah.
You don't even need the body. You just just need your ghostly ectoplasm to get into
it. It is funny too because it's dropped about 3/4 of the way through the movie. They're like, oh, by the way, we have a machine that can bring people back. Not teased up top. So a couple things on that. One, do you remember the backstory of this machine, the Lazarus?
That his dad went crazy trying to invent it.
Casper's dad lost his fucking mind trying to bring his dead son back to life.
Yeah.
That is so it's dark.
It's dark. And before he got the chance to do it, I guess he dies.
Yeah, because then...
And where's the dad?
He was declared legally insane, so I think they took him to an asylum.
But also, are we talking about the same ghost? Dog, you're telling me that you got Casper, the friendly ghost, for a son? Let him be dead. He's doing great.
He's not doing great. He wants to be alive.
He wants to wake.
Casper wants to fuck. Casper's trying to fuck. He's not doing well.
Yeah.
Bro, honestly, if I had that 20 seconds, I'm not walking down the stairs all gingerly,
Slow motion.
I'm running down the stairs. I'm like, we need to go upstairs right now.
I only got till 10 o'clock.
Till 10 o'clock.
Arguably, only need 30 seconds, but.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then he's flying.
When they're dancing, he's just like flying, floating.
And then everybody was
he's got a boner in that moment.
Oh, 100%.
He's literally lifting off.
That's what lifted them.
Yeah.
He raised me.
His giant ghost penis.
Okay, I have an.
So he does have one.
God, there's two places I want to go.
It's inside him.
It's a part
okay,
of his shirt.
Do you want to talk about ghost boners or do you want to talk about the Lazarus?
What do you fucking
Lazarus,
think?
Lazarus, man.
Oh.
Oh, ghost boners. Ghost boners.
So on brand for each of us.
Yeah.
We'll come back to ghost boners in just a moment.
Okay, please. Thank you.
So the Lazarus, they're going to bring Casper back. They have this one vial left, only one vial, which is like, also get that shit to a lab. Get it tested.
Yeah, get it tested. Get solved.
But whatever, man.
Yeah.
So the dad, Bill Pullman, who's excellent.
Love
fucking
Bill Pullman.
Way to go. MVP of the 90s.
Yeah.
The man.
Really.
He dies accidentally because he's been out getting sloshed with the ghost.
Yeah.
And there's an open trench right in front of the door to the bar? The front door to the bar?
Didn't the Ghost Bros do that?
No, they were gonna kill him.
And then they didn't.
They had like a shotgun
that was,
and a machete.
That's one of those scenes that stick out in my head of just like having something behind your back and then bringing out a shotgun.
Yeah, and then like an eight ball, they're gonna smash his fucking brains.
And
like, it's so dark.
But the dad comes back. And he is a ghost, and he's now one of them, right? He's rude, he's sloppy, and there's this moment where she is like, Dad, it's me, don't you remember? And she puts her pinky out to do their secret handshake, and he goes, oh yeah, I do. And he pulls it and goes, when I tell you, that shit was harrowing to me as a kid. That is scarier than anything. Because that's on par with the fucking Shining. That is your parent, the person who's supposed to protect you, has forgotten you.
Yeah.
And her mom died too.
And
so
her mom's already gone.
No parents.
Yeah.
It is
like, I'm getting chills talking about it right now. It got me.
Again, well, why do the ghosts have amnesia? It makes no fucking
sense. Again, Kelsey, we talked about this. It checks out. The science is the science is sound.
The professional writer says yes.
No. This is from a scientific standpoint.
Oh, okay, sorry.
When you die, it's been proven. You have to sit there in purgatory in the lights for thousands upon thousands of years. Okay. And you might forget.
Why are you pointing to your
ghost boners?
Okay, ghost boners.
You want to talk about ghost boners?
Yes, please.
So, Bill Pullman, in that scene when they are drunk, he smooches three ghosts.
Yeah.
Which tells me, you know, ghosts make physical contact.
Yes, they do.
You can kiss a ghost.
Pulling things.
He's a little
all the time.
Fluid, too.
He pulled the Lazarus effects or the Lazarus machines levers a bunch of times.
So, you can make physical contact with a ghost.
Yep.
Can you?
She could have.
A ghost.
She could have.
He could have at least fingered her.
Okay. Oh my God.
If there was a ghost penis.
Oh my God.
If there's a ghost penis. Well, he did have a tip to him.
If the tail is.
It's not a tail.
He's got a wispiness to him.
It is a tail.
This is my burning question. Would you
fuck a ghost?
Fuck a ghost.
Fuck yeah. Are you out of your mind?
Would you fuck Casper?
Well, if he's 18.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, okay, but...
I'm saying that
if he died 12 but has been old longer...
This is not where I was expecting the podcast to go.
You're telling me if you got the fucking chance...
To fuck a ghost?
To fuck a ghost, you wouldn't?
Man.
Are you out of your... what? Not even a quote. Give me a con.
Okay, my answer... Probably.
Yes. Yeah.
But the only con that I can think of is, you know, when you like make a drunk mistake, like you hook up with someone and then they're like, oh, they like crazy and they like are clingy
all the time.
Like you, like
they could
fucking haunt
they
you.
They can haunt you for the rest of your life.
And so like, let's say you fuck someone, you fuck a ghost on a whim.
But
you're like, that was cool.
Imagine fucking the babushka from Drag Me to Hell.
Why would you even bring her up?
You know, she would be at your doorstep all of the time.
Why would you even bring her up?
You.
No, I thought we put her to sleep. I thought we put her to bed till next year. There was some pretty good sound effects in this movie, and I thought of you guys.
Are we moving past the ghost fucking?
No. Would you fuck a ghost? You didn't give me a straight answer, Rick.
What? If I would? I don't think so. I'm too afraid of the haunting. I'm too afraid of you coming and going as you please.
Here's the thing. A ghost... They don't have responsibilities.
They have responsibilities.
So they're going to come in and be like, what's up, Zach? You want to fuck? And I'm like, dude, I'm at work right now.
I'm at work.
Like, can we... Like, I know that you have unlimited ectoplasm, but like, I'm on a pitch count here.
I got a limit.
Not women. Yeah. We can keep going. You know what I'm saying?
That to me bugged me. I think that Casper could have gotten a smooch.
Yep.
He did get a smooch.
Well, right. Exactly.
As a human.
And I think that Christina Ricci, she was a little narrow-minded, right? Yeah. Like, love is love. Love is love.
But I don't know that. Here's what bothers me. She didn't really fuck with him until he was hot.
He was so hot, though.
Right? But
I think she only fucked with him after he became a real boy.
Exactly.
To Kelsey's point, Devon Sawa comes down. The fucking C parts. Yep. He reaches his hand out. They're dancing. And she's quivering.
Still
she's like,
doesn't
oh my.
Know who it is.
And then he says, can I keep you? And then she's like, Casper? So she was just down.
She was just down. She was horny too. Yeah. Girls get horny just as much and at the same time as teen boys. Guarantee me that.
Can I keep you? Cute or creepy?
Oh, it's creepy. As soon as I heard it, Jesus Christ.
I was like, well, she's not a pet, first of fucking all.
Is that it? Was it a callback to something?
Yes.
Yeah, he says it. At the midpoint when she's falling asleep, he like kisses her as she goes to bed.
Didn't even ask.
Yeah, yeah.
He says, can I keep you? And she goes, and then he kissed her. And I was like, wait, did he say, can I kiss you? And I rewound it. And he said, nope, can I keep you? And I was like, all right, this is just a little too horny.
Very weird.
Casper the horny ghost.
You know that's going to be the title. Speaking of that moment when they kiss... The big reveal is as soon as they kiss, he then turns back into a ghost and all the children in the room are like...
They scream so loud that their hair flies up.
Yes.
Classic
90s comedy moment.
It reminds me of the fucking funniest moment in any movie.
Oh, go on.
In Home Alone 2.
Oh. If you say the time
when Harry
turns on the dryer, that is my favorite moment too.
And his shit. The fucking skeleton.
I can't believe that's your favorite moment too.
This is adorable. Die laughing. No, it doesn't matter. Does not matter.
Up an octave.
Can we watch that for Christmas?
We got to.
The way that he shakes everything
and
it flashes to a practical skeleton. It is the funniest moment in any media. You ask my sister
what I think the funniest movie in cinema is, and she will tell you it's Home Alone 2. We send each other that clip back and forth, and then he flashes as a ghost.
Are there moments in this movie that make you laugh?
I wrote down.
The one that really made me giggle so much is when Casper turns into an egg. I didn't understand it, but it made me giggle so hard.
Read that, Rick. What does that say?
I have not laughed so hard as when that 11-year-old got clotheslined.
When the girl, the bully gets, she's standing on the shoulders of the other hot guy who is not as cute as
Not as cute as Mr. Sawa.
I was like, what is
fucking
this bullshit?
Budget Devin Sawa.
And they run out and she gets fucking decked. Clotheslined by a string of lights. Yeah. And the noise goes, gah! And I tell you, I sat out of my chair and belly laughed. I was like, God damn, they really just watched an 11-year-old get fucking wrecked. That made me laugh.
You know what really tickled me is when the dad said, you can go in aluminum and you'll go for Halloween and you'll go as a leftover.
Yeah, that's good.
Fucking good
that's
costume.
Good for me for Halloween this year.
Good costume.
Wait, you weren't here when we talked about costumes. Where are you going to be for Halloween?
Probably one of the Squid Game people.
Everybody, I mean, that's the point. We're everywhere.
It's so funny.
Can we spoiler alert that you guys are doing Squid Games, or will it not be ready?
It won't be out by now then, but we're gonna do a red light green light video and shoot people with paintballs.
I need to just talk about what the ghost rules are here.
Ghost rules,
ghost boners. Who really are these three ghosts to him? If he is a Victorian boy.
Are they his uncles? They say that they're
his uncles.
His uncles.
But that doesn't make sense that you have three uncles who all are stuck.
And died at the same time.
Yeah.
I didn't question it at the time, but here is my theory now that you're asking me, is that they were already dead.
Uh-huh.
And then Casper died, and they're like, what's up, little fresh meat? You're a bitch now.
Like,
welcome to Ghost Camp.
Used to live in that house?
I have the reverse.
Oh.
I think Casper died first because it's his house.
Yes.
And I think that they died after, but they were bigger, and so they took
bullied
over.
Him.
And they bullied
and
him.
And they made him, like, make him breakfast and
stuff.
Yeah.
Poor Casper.
Then it's like,
because
then
he died young, which is very sad.
You get Kat's mom as an angel, question mark, that comes was back in
yeah,
the
she
end,
got to come back with the,
as a
the,
real person.
The power of friendship,
but
I
why
guess?
Are angels wearing red?
Also,
that's definitely the clothes that she died in or was buried in.
What?
That's what it feels like to me.
How'd she die?
I don't know.
Wait, it was
edge of the Titanic, apparently.
It's so confusing. Like, the power of friendship, something happened.
Yeah.
Like, just because
Casper
was on good behavior.
Himself. Yeah. He sacrificed himself so that the dad could live.
She's like, yo, big man sent me down.
Yes, or big woman. We don't know.
Big
woman,
there you go.
It was that. It was like, I was sent here to allow you to be human for an hour.
It's a very sweet scene. She's like, live your life. You loved me so much that I don't have any unfinished business.
Yes.
Don't let me be yours. But also, if I were Bill Pullman, I'd be like, how much time do we have? Let's go.
Because can angels fuck?
I don't see why not.
It seemed like all ghosts can touch people. So
we're asking the important questions here.
Yeah. I don't know. That was my
Is this
last
a horny
time.
Movie or is this a horny podcast?
If she's in heaven, she's getting fucked a bunch. I'm just saying she might not want
she's
to.
She's hot as shit.
She might be getting like, if she loved her husband this much, she might be getting fucked
dick.
By like clones of her husband.
Or like Zeus, whoever's
Zeus.
Up there.
Yeah. Zeus?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're going into the Grecian era. Of,
there were a couple moments that were very adult, sneakily adult.
Oh.
They said bitch twice.
They
Do you remember
bitch
that?
Twice.
You had the evil blonde haired lady who first said, "The bitch is back," which I was like, oh shit. And then Eric Idle, who I can't believe we didn't talk about him. Eric Idle's in this movie. Fucking Monty Python.
How do you know so many actor names?
I had a depressing childhood.
I would say it's depressing.
Same, but I turned to drugs.
Yeah, well, I turned to movies.
That's sweet. That is a drug in itself.
Hell yeah.
Rick, what'd you turn to?
Fucking
anime.
Yeah.
Anime and cars.
I wanted to say it all cool, but you got it. I wasn't watching anime as a kid. I was watching car shit, but
cartoons.
Anime definitely came in middle school, I think. Yeah.
It's such a weird thing. The men who love anime in my life, there's no pattern.
Okay.
Like, Jared loves anime.
That's why I fuck with Jared. And also he's tall.
Why the fuck was that? Damn. Sorry,
Zach. My beautiful eyes.
Yeah, you go. But there's no through line in the men that love anime.
Yeah, no, you just kind of pick it. You just kind of find it. You stumble into it. You fall. Because what happened with me is that I fell asleep. I fell asleep just watching Cartoon Network, and then I woke up and Toonami was on. And I was like, what is this new kind Late of night. Animation of cartoon? Oh my God, blah, blah, blah.
Here's the truth, is that anime is the superior art form, there are those who just watch it and those who haven't yet.
Do you?
I did as a kid. Like, I fucked with Dragon Ball Z so hard. Yeah. And somewhere along the way, I just kind of fell off, which is weird. I got to get Garrick, pull me back.
You know what?
Shit? You want some suggestions?
We'll talk offline.
All right.
He was about to. Okay, Garrick,
I know,
go.
You're so excited. You just deflated our poor boy sales. Hey, buddy. Buddy, anime. You want to talk about anime?
Garrick.
No.
Okay.
Garrick, as a ghost, his unfinished business is just that he hasn't gotten everyone to watch anime yet.
Wait, what would your unfinished business be?
No, mine would.
What would your unfinished business be?
I mean, it would be that. And then I would be like, if you don't watch it, I will fucking kill you.
That's like, how you haunt people?
That's how I haunt people.
Damn.
My unfinished business, I mean, now that I've made this podcast and gotten to talk about Josie and the Pussycats for an hour, I think I've done it.
I think mine would be to try ketamine. I've never gotten to try ketamine. And I want to try Special K. I hear it's a very smooth experience. If any listeners, if any of our guilty owners have...
Let's wrap it up.
I think that is the cue for fun facts. Yeah.
Fun facts. Fun facts with Zach. He did this song the other day.
Oh, really?
It was a week you're out of town.
What happened?
Fun facts with Zach's backs. Stop trying to take my shoe off. Rick, what are you wearing? Converse too? What are those?
They're Vans.
You're very cool with your shoes.
Thank you.
So, okay. We will.
Said it like an insult.
Yeah. Converse. You're very cool with your shoes.
Okay, guy. It's like, with his shoes that are always cool.
They're just black Vans.
Zach with his jackets.
Oh, you got fucking phenomenal jackets, buddy.
Zach's jackets, his facts, backs.
So we would all fuck a ghost. I just wanted before we get into the fun facts.
Yeah.
I would. If the consequences weren't severe.
He's too safe.
Would you finger a ghost?
Yeah.
All right. Just like a little dusty nub up there. Yeah.
Miles, would you fuck a ghost?
I mean, it depends on whose ghost.
Oh, shit.
No,
he's
not,
asking the right questions.
It's not whose ghost. Yeah. It's a ghost.
Who's?
Any
it's
ghost?
A billowy, floppy.
I mean, now I'm interested. Billowy, floppy. My God.
Yeah.
What if it's
much like.
Jesus Christ.
I unfortunately cannot control what she says to you.
She is technically also an employee.
Yeah.
I'm not your HR. You could take that part out. I'm sorry. There's a clap.
Another slate, an hour in.
How do you think that the clap helps?
What do you think that does?
Because it's like I'm wiping frame. This is your.
You can't do that right now.
Kelsey.
Put your legs down. You're not in an HR conversation. You go spread fucking eagle. Jesus Christ.
I'm trying to get. The marker in the fucking video, so you know to take out the part about.
All right, here's a marker, real quick. I whip my dick. I start helicoptering, just so you know to cut this out.
I was wiping the frame. Okay, tell us our Zach facts.
Jesus, oh my God, I don't.
My mouth hurts from laughing.
Did you know Christina Ricci has the biggest forehead in Hollywood?
Wait, actually?
No.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine somebody who did that fact? Just rude.
Somebody just walking around with like a tape measure and just putting it around people's
Are you with wardrobe? Don't ask any questions.
Shut the fuck up.
There's one listener who is like really insecure about their big forehead, and we've just ruined their life. And I just want to tell you, you're beautiful, and I love your forehead.
Yeah, I got big teeth.
Yeah, and I have, again, if I had any imperfections, I'd be happy to
Which
share them.
Which you don't.
I would.
Perfect as well.
I would love to. J.J. Abrams did an uncredited rewrite on this movie.
Nice.
Wait, how do you get an uncredited rewrite?
Legend, alumni, J.J. Abrams, we have the same English teacher.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's cool.
Maybe that's the secret sauce. Becoming a Hollywood elite.
Is to go to Palisades Charter High School.
Also, that sounds like such a nice high school.
It is beautiful. It is the high school for Modern Family.
I think I tried babysitting one time in Los Angeles, and I think the girl that I babysat went there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And you pull in, and there's a middle school too?
No.
Never mind.
Right before this movie was going to production, it had a different director, Alex Proyas. He had a darker version of the film. It was less comedic, more deconstructionist. He wanted to do a kids' fantasy movie in the version of, like, his version of Wizard of Oz. But yeah, at the last second, he left the movie. I think there must have been creative differences, and so they rewrote a large part of it. I'm sure JJ was brought in along with a lot of other screenwriters. And I mean, I don't know what Spielberg's involvement was, but you can tell like he wanted it to be family friendly, and you know, they changed it. It's not that fun of a fact.
No, that was fun. Uncredited rewrite? Yeah. Again, how do you get an uncredited rewrite? It means like no one wants to know that it was rewritten.
No, you take your name off.
And actually, it does happen frequently.
You take your name off?
Or if you do a rewrite, I don't know the rules. I'm not even going to try. But I know that David Ayer rewrote Fast and Furious. His name is not on it.
Well, and like there's the example.
Why would you want your name?
Like Judd Apatow was hired to do a joke punch up on Bad Boys 2. Uh-huh. And then he hired Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg to write the jokes for him. So none of them are credited on the movie, but they wrote stuff. It happens quite frequently.
It's
like
the
main screenwriter who wrote, you know, it goes through arbitration at the WGA. Mm-hmm. Again, I am super not an expert on this, mm-hmm. but yeah, it goes through arbitration. Whoever wrote the bulk of the story gets the credit, but other people are hired to do contributions.
I knew that, but I always thought it was like lesser named people. But like for J.J. Abrams,
well, he was lesser known at the time.
Oh, I guess
it was the 90s. This is pre Felicity.
Yeah, that was like
pre Alias.
Yeah, that's like a main job for a lot of early budding screenwriters.
Is not me
rewrites.
No one's ever asked me to rewrite anything.
Well, you'll be in Punch Up Ruins.
That's true.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I would love to
do
that.
That would be so fun.
They do that for Pixar.
Ugh. So this is a real job. People don't know. They go around, they read a script, they bring in a bunch of comedians, and then they just pay you for a day, and they go, what jokes you got? And it's just to make scenes as funny as possible.
But that's also like when Justin Roiland and What's His Nuts do those takes, have you ever seen on YouTube where they give you the outtakes of what jokes they didn't use?
Yeah.
Fucking, if you are depressed, which you probably are if you listen to this podcast, go just to youtube.com and look up the alternate line readings of like any Justin Roiland show, and you'll have the best day of your life.
After the film's release, a young Christina Ricci said, quote, looking back, that movie sucked.
What?
It made no sense. I'm supposed to fall in love with a ghost? How does this work? And he's like, cartoon? Well, part of him? End quote. She later claimed that she wanted to move on from children's films as she got older. One reason why a sequel never happened. I'm going to tell you what, Christina Ricci. It does make sense. It doesn't make sense. You're right. Because you could have fucked that ghost.
Yeah.
You had the power.
Yeah.
And Rick said it made sense scientifically. So
scientifically, it sounds.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Hate to disagree, but.
But she did go on to do Now and Then, which was such a coming of age.
She had a career.
Icon.
She had a career. The Addams Family girl.
We'll talk about Now and Then one of these days.
Oh, have you ever seen Now and Then?
No.
Oh my! Have you ever seen Now and Then?
Yeah, of course.
Thank Miles. Have you ever seen Now and Then?
Yes, as Sarah loves it.
Oh, what? What girl doesn't of my age? That film was instrumental.
Final fun fact: the house that was used for the mansion was also used for scenes in the Backstreet Boys music video.
What?
Everybody, Backstreet's back.
Oh,
oh my God.
Way.
If you remember that music video, they're monsters.
Yeah.
That is the same house.
What was that on location somewhere?
I don't know. It must be.
Yeah, is that house real?
Is that a
Did
famous?
Somebody actually build that? Is that the Knives Out house? Because it feels like it's the Knives Out house.
It's not. And we're, no
of
way.
Course it's not. Of course it's not.
It's a real mansion located on the seafront of Eastern Canada.
Canada's so fucking weird.
It's
of course that would be a Canadian architect's
Don't
dream.
Hate on Canada.
Wait, holy shit. Okay. It's in Friendship, Maine. Wait, this is crazy. Because there's a thing, okay, when she moves to this town, it's called Friendship, right?
Yeah.
I'm not crazy. Because then in her class, she makes a joke about like real friendly
Friendship.
So far.
Yeah.
Wait, and that's where the real fucking man, this is blowing my mind.
Wait, the real, I thought you said it was in Canada.
It does, but then I click on it and it redirects to Friendship, Maine.
Is Friendship, Maine a real place?
Yeah. The majority of the 1995 film Casper was set in Friendship, though the production crew chose the nearby resort town of Camden for filming, citing it to be, quote, more authentic. Okay. And Friendship is the home to Whipstaff Manor. Whipstaff Manor in real life is located in Eastern Canada. Wow. The town's a real place.
Oh, Whipstaff Manor, Canada. This shit looks spooky as fuck.
Wow. So we could go to the real Casper house.
I like Canada. I fuck with Canada hard. It's where my biggest audience is sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. I want to go on tour in Canada.
Yeah, shout out to Canada. It's fun. It's cool. But
have you been to Montreal?
No.
It's like going to Europe, but you just go up a little bit.
That's fun.
Oh my God.
It's a good line. I liked it a lot. It's like going to Europe, you just go up a little bit. Well, in conclusion, Casper's a horny ghost.
Yes.
I would fuck a ghost. I'd maybe fuck Casper. Is this movie a guilt to pleasure, guilt or innocent?
Can I just say? No, I'm kidding. It's a pleasure. It's not a bad movie at all. It's a really good movie. It's a great film. Great set pieces, great characters, great kids movie, great amount of scary, great for Halloween. I think they should do a remake, but Christina Ricci is an adult. Ooh. Casper has grown up.
And this time.
They finally get the fuck.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah.
Dare you to say different.
The movie's a pleasure, and this time we're going to see Casper get his pleasure.
He finally gets to let off some ectoplasm.
Yeah.
All right.
Rick, what do you think?
It's a pleasure for sure.
Yeah.
There's no, I don't have any qualms with it at all. It's to the point where if anybody talks about the movie in a negative way, I'm like, hey, who cares? Why does it matter?
Yeah. Who hurt you?
Yeah.
You know? And it's just like, this is like people talking shit about like Fruit Loops or something or so whatever fun cereal you like.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's a kids movie. I've said this before. It's just
delightful.
I
definitely feared that it was not going to hold up.
Yes.
I looked on the Rotten Tomatoes and it's got a 50%, which I think is crazy. I think it's totally great. Look, every week when we choose movies and we announce it, I get blasted in my DMs like, what? That's not a guilty pleasure. That's my favorite. Guys.
Are they from the Victorian era?
they're from the Casper era. That's my favorite movie of all time. God.
Have you not been listening long enough to realize that the whole fucking format of a show is a ruse? It's a sham. We just want to talk about the movies we want to talk about. But it's a pleasure. It's a great movie. It holds up. It delighted me. And like, I was so tickled by the moments of nostalgia. I mean, this is one of the movies that did define my childhood, and I'm happy to know that it was a good one.
Yeah.
Miles, do you think it's a guilt of pleasure or a guilty pleasure?
That's a pleasure.
Wow.
So earnest.
I just wanted to know across the board, everyone thinks this is a good movie.
Yeah, people were mad at me for even suggesting it. But look how much fun we had.
We had a lot
so
of fun.
Fuck you.
Stay tuned for next week when we also tell our audience to fuck off.
like Logan says.
Are you watching Succession?
Of course.
I'm re-watching everything so that I can be right on cue for it.
Kate has been live texting me the show.
Is she watching it for the first time?
She's watching it for the first time. And it's so delightful.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Telling you to fuck off, probably not the best segue, but
maybe
if you would rate the show, it would mean a lot to us.
And also, fuck off.
And fuck off. And I'm at Corn Diddy on all the things. Please go tell me to fuck off.
I'm at Kelsey Darrow on all the things. Don't tell me to fuck off.
I'm at Garrett Bernard on all of the things. And if you tell me to fuck off, I'll fight you.
Hey. And we'll see you next week for turkey season.
Garrett, what are we watching next week?
We're watching Over the Garden Wall.
Okay, leave us with that. We don't know what it is.
One of
it.
Garrick's faves.
I
It's a post spooky month, spooky bonus.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
I like that. We should announce what we're going to watch
before
on this episode.
That's the intention. I normally don't have my shit together enough, but
we have our shit. You got support here. Yeah.
All right, great.
All right, next week we're watching Over the Garden Wall.
Over the Garden Wall.
And you know what, dear audience? Dildos.
Are you about to call them dildos?
Yeah,
dear
them
guilty whores. Dear trash babies.
Yeah.
Can I keep you?
Ew.